us, Reba Bell.
Joe, I think John Boggs has a couple of guests for us this morning from the Engine and Tractor Show at the beautiful Jay County Fairgrounds. It's Breakfast Club morning for John Boggs out at Ponderosa. John, take it away.
Thanks, Rob. Hey, we have with us Reba Beth. Bess. I want to say best, but it's Bess. Reba Bess and Martha Schmidt, who are both here for the 47th annual or 47th Antique Engine and Tractor Show. A couple weeks ago, I was telling Roger Locker that I wanted some guests from the Tractor and Engine Show to our Engine and Tractor Show to interview on the air, and he called me up and said, "You really need to get down to my store." And when I walked in, and I met you two ladies, and I immediately knew that I had some guests for my show. Reba, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, as you said, I am from West Virginia. I've been married for 60 years, but I tell people I got married when I was three. I direct the choir at my church and play the piano. I direct the choir at the community center, and we put on programs every holiday. So I'm secretary and treasurer of our engine club back home. So I'm quite busy.
I see.
I thought when you retired, you sat in a rocking chair and somebody gave it a shove and you just sat there. But that's not the case.
Martha, how about you?
Okay, we've been married 60 years also. I still clean houses just so I get money enough to come here. I don't know. That's about it.
How long have you ladies been coming to the Tractor and Engine Show?
About 28 years.
Okay.
32 years.
32 years.
Mm-hmm.
Did you meet here?
Yes.
Okay. And how many of those 32 consecutive years? I mean,
We came 1 year, then we missed the next year because our first grandchild was born in August, so we had to stay home. Uh-huh. But we've been here every year since.
And you don't come out for the 4 days of the show?
No, we're usually here 18 days.
Okay.
Because my husband and I both volunteer.
I see. I notice you have a badge on that looks quite official, so I assume you're doing something out at the fairgrounds.
We both work in the Red Barn, which is the souvenir stand.
Uh-huh.
That's quite an experience. You meet some really interesting people. Uh-huh. And sometimes some kind of weird people, but it's a lot of fun.
Now, Martha, does your husband exhibit here?
Yes, he does. He builds small stuff. Lawnmower size.
Uh-huh.
He has a scraper and a Euclid scraper.
Uh-huh.
And by the time we get them on and him a tractor to ride around on, besides we rent a golf cart when we get here,
uh-huh.
It makes a load and we pull the camper.
I see.
And it's quite a trip.
And you've been coming here, you come for the 18-day period or
right.
Something like that?
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what do your families back home think about you coming to a small town in the Midwest?
<We're nuts>. Well, they just don't understand.
When I used to work, I would say, well, I'm going to an engine show this weekend, you know, and they would say, why do you want to go to those old, oily, dirty engine shows?
Uh-huh.
But particularly coming here, we have made friends from all over the United States. And we keep in contact during the year.
Do you?
You know. Yeah. We call, and some of my friends I email, you know, keep contact that way. So it's not just here in Portland that we keep in contact.
Well, I know when Roger called me and I came down and I met the two of you, the way you banter back and forth, I assumed that you were from the same town or that you were cousins or something like that, because, I mean, it's obvious that you're very, very good friends, that you know each other very well.
Mm-hmm.
And to think that the relationship spawned out of your meeting at the Engine and Tractor Show is something else. So, well, let's go back to the studio and pay a few bills. And when we come back, we'll find out a little bit more about what you're doing the rest of this week out at the fairgrounds then. Okay? Back to you, Rob.